News. I'm Sherry Preston. Day three of the government shutdown. The Senate returning to Capitol Hill. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he'll call a vote on funding, but if it's voted down, as he expects, he'll send lawmakers home for the weekend. Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries still holding out for a continuation of subsidies that help Americans pay for health care.
While negotiations with Democrats are at a standstill, House Speaker Johnson says he's not talking with Schumer or Jeffries because, quote, he has nothing to negotiate, a claim Democrats flat out reject.
That's ABC's Johnny Fernandez. President Trump telling Hamas it has until 6 o'clock Eastern Time p.m. Sunday to agree to his peace plan or they will be bombed even further. Outside Chicago, protests at an ICE facility as Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem arrives at a detention facility. The judge who will today sentence Sean Combs says he does not believe the music mogul is taking responsibility. This is ABC News. The Trump administration demanding that 9 universities agree to its conservative priorities or they'll get their federal funding stripped away. At least one, the University of Texas, has already said, okay, it'll comply.
Academic excellence in higher education, the 9 universities, a mix of public and private, would win favorable terms for federal money if they banned consideration of race or sex in hiring and admissions and accept the administration's definition of gender. The University of Texas says it's eager to dive into the plan, despite misgivings by students like Smee Jawkar.
I really hope to see UT stand up for itself and to not implement those standards.
The compact also orders universities to freeze tuition for the next 5 years. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Today's the day. Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl finally dropped. I heard you calling. That's from the song The Fate of Ophelia. The album sold in physical form at Target stores and now available on streaming as well. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A favorite family fun autumn activity is returning to downtown Green Bay this weekend. Fall Fest on Broadway is happening tomorrow. This celebration of all things fall features trunk or treating, live music, pumpkin painting, even a corn pit for the kids. Fall Fest brings the community together to enjoy the season and support local businesses. It looks like a beautiful day to spend out in Light Park. Fall Fest runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. And if you are out there in downtown Green Bay tomorrow, you'll probably be able to hear the drums and marching band music coming all the way from West High School. What would high school football be without the marching bands? You can hear the best of the best as marching bands from all 4 Green Bay high schools come together for the 12th annual Marching Band Showcase. This program features the marching band homecoming field shows from Green Bay's East and West high schools, Preble and Southwest. Then they'll all come together for a combined number featuring more than 350 musicians. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. and the showcase starts at 1. Admission is free. Local nonprofits that want to be part of Give Big Green Bay's annual Day of Giving, now's your chance. Applications are now open to participate in the 9th annual event to support the work of local nonprofit organizations in our community. Organizers say they're looking for a diverse group of nonprofits serving Brown County. This is your chance to share your story, connect with new supporters, and help create community-wide impact. Apply now through October 31st at givebiggreenbay.org. With news at the top and the bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Bring on the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs tomorrow, just after 1 p.m. in Game 1 of the best-of-5 divisional series in Milwaukee. After being swept by the Yankees in New York at the start of the season, who would have thought the Brewers would set a franchise record of 97 wins on the way to winning their division? Pat Murphy.
No one expected this, to break the franchise record for wins. Would you have said that coming out of New York or after opening day here? It just shows you who's in the room.
The Brewers have had the past week off. Another workout session at the ballpark today. Are they ready now for the playoffs? Freddy Peralta will start for Milwaukee.
We just have to stay focused and keep doing what we've been doing, trusting in each other, just to remind us ourselves that we never have to give up and keep going.
College football, the Badgers take on number 20th ranked Michigan in Ann Arbor. Kickoff tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Record highs possible for this afternoon and again for tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny skies and southwest winds. Highs today in the mid-80s, then 60s tonight. A few clouds around the area. Saturday, sunshine and breezy, mid-80s. It's 75 at our studios.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Your 11 o'clock keyword for Go for the Green and Gold. It's the multi-state text to win contest with WGBW. Draft is your keyword. D-R-A-F-T. The draft in Green Bay this past April. It was well watched, well attended, one of the best. Not, I don't think it was the most attended, but it was up there. Draft is your keyword. D-R-A-F-T. Text that right now through the Civic Media app. With WGBW, you have until noon.
Your desire. Well, I home in Northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
local news and timeless hits with day after day. It's 97.9 and WGBW. I am one of those people who counts down the week until Friday, but not for the reason that you probably think. It's not that I hate my job. It's not that I just want to get to the weekend and go crazy. No, I just love Friday Night Dateline. And I know there are a ton of you out there who also love it. So don't worry, I looked it up. Tonight's episode, hosted by the best host of Dateline, Keith Morrison. Oh, I love him. And then also, it's a new 2-hour episode. So get ready.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, Always on Point podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on, baby. Now.
Come on, baby.
Come on and work it on out.
Come on and work it on out.
Well, work it on out, honey.
Work it on out.
Yeah, you look so good.
You know you look so fine.
Child,
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW with another local news update coming your way from our WGBW newsroom.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie-la-lie, lie-la-lie-lie. Wages. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The city of De Pere is hopping on the Good Neighbor bandwagon by starting their own Good Neighbor Week tradition. They've got two home improvement projects lined up to kick off their first steps into Good Neighbor Week. Volunteers are staining a wheelchair ramp at a home on Huron Street this morning to improve both accessibility and safety. Organizers say their efforts reflect De Pere's commitment to building a stronger, more connected community, one neighbor at a time. The Village of Alloway and Greater Green Bay Area groups completed more than a dozen projects during their Good Neighbor Weeks in the months of August and September. 66 veterans of the Global War on Terror are on their way to see the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York City thanks to Missions of Honor and Old Glory Honor Flight. The Freedom to Liberty flight is taking veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan on a four-day retreat. This is the third annual retreat intended not only as a way to say thank you, but also help address issues like post-traumatic stress and an increased risk for suicide. The veterans fly back to the Appleton Airport this Sunday shortly after noon. Students at UW-Green Bay will continue benefiting from the real-world experience of a former U.S. congressman. Reed Ribble has signed on for a second three-year term as the political science program's practitioner in residence. Ribble's presence on campus means students can engage directly with someone who has shaped national policy and navigated the complexities of American government. A Republican from the Fox Cities area, Ribble served for 6 years representing Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Record highs possible for this afternoon and again for tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny skies and southwest winds. Highs today in the mid-80s. Then 60s tonight, a few clouds around the area. Saturday, sunshine and breezy, mid-80s. It's 75 at our studios.
WGBW.
Easy as pie.
local news and timeless hits. ABC, it's easy as 1, 2, 3. And easy to text in. The Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win keyword. I have that coming up for you again in about 15 minutes. Maybe a little less than 15 on WGBW.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. 'Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream. Custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy.
I'm
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. Lean Local, the new show with former Mayor Jim Schmidt. It starts Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock right here on 97.9 FM.
Day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Will there come a day? you and I can say, we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
Halfway. It's local news and timeless hits. Sounds like a good deal to me. It's 97.9 WGBW. And here's how we do this together. You download the Civic Media app. It's free. And then you can listen right there on the app anytime you want to WGBW. But also, there's a text link on that app with WGBW. And that's what you send this 11 o'clock keyword to. It's go for the green and gold with our multi-state text to win contest. And your keyword this hour to text in through that Civic Media app right there with that WGBW text button. It's draft, D-R-A-F-T. You could score those tickets, the indoor club level seats. That's our grand prize for Green Bay in Minnesota on November 23rd. And of course, the daily prize, $200 in cash, some gold jewelry. That's why we call it green and gold. Draft is your keyword, D-R-A-F-T, and you only have until noon to text it.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Did your child miss out on the last opportunity to try hockey for free? Don't worry, I got you. It's another new Wisco 411. And I'm Amanda, here to tell you that another Try Hockey for Free opportunity is on Saturday, October 11th from 12 to 1:30 at the Tri-County Ice Arena in Appleton. This is recommended for ages 4 to 9, and no skating experience is needed. Plus, they're going to help provide equipment if your child's always been interested and just wants to see if they like it. Definitely go. My kid had a blast at the last one. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM, click events.
97.9 FM. Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, yeah.
She got the way to move me. She got the way. Up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Ought to be so excited.
It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. Another news update coming up at noon.
WGBW. Caution, we can be habit forming.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now. Please don't deceive me. I want you only. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby,
of sights to rest my eyes. evening spots to Ichiku Park. That's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
I'd
do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. Ha! It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It is day three of a government shutdown, and lawmakers are set to take up another vote on a stopgap measure. ABC's Rachel Scott with more.
The Senate returns back to Capitol Hill today. They come back into session, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune says if Democrats do not vote for their bill to fund the government, he will likely be sending lawmakers home for the weekend.
Democrats say they're fighting to preserve Medicaid and insurance premiums for health care. Republicans say they will not negotiate until health care about the government funding is extended. Outside Chicago today, anti-ICE demonstrations taking place at the Broadview Immigration Facility. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem visiting the detention facility. It comes as protesters have clashed with federal authorities in recent days. The Church of